year is the 60th anniversary of what's become the biggest festival of hula and Hawaiian culture in the world, the Merry Monarch Festival, which takes place in Hilo this week. Fans will see and hear a wide range of hula like this. And also like this. Thousands of people from all over the world attend the Merry Monarch Festival, and those who can't be there watch the live stream on the web. And for more than four decades, the event has been hosted by Hawaiian personality Kimo Kahoano, an actor and singer, and early in his career, one of Hawaii's top Polynesian fire knife dancers. He's a legend in Hawaii, and Kimo joins me now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Deepa. Aloha. Aloha mai kakou, everyone.
Aloha. I wonder if you can start, Kimo, by telling us what the Merry Monarch Festival means to you.
It's everything. It's just wonderful. It's respect. It's art. It's aloha. It's the discipline. It's learning the hula and learning it well. Mm-hmm. And actually an opportunity to grow yourself that way in life.
Tell us how the hula is connected to Hawaiian culture.
Oh, the hula is everything to Hawaiian culture. Why? Because, first of all, because of the olelo, right? Of the Hawaiian language that was first shunned and said, no, you will not speak Hawaiian because we were subjugated. We were not free. We were not the kingdom that we were before.
There was a long period where hula was not allowed because of U.S. colonialism. How did it come back? How did communities bring it back?
You know, it probably is just because they loved the hula. So people couldn't help but keep teaching, even if it was only in the small outer areas. It became very hidden, right? It became, okay, I can hold this and learn it and share it, but it had to be very subtle until the renaissance of our Hawaiian culture and understanding. And Merry Monarch gave everybody the freedom to find a way of delivering the art and creating new art of hula for the world and for ourselves.
So there's two broad categories. There's the ancient dance, which has strong movements and very percussive. And there's the wandering hula, which is the more lyrical style to the music of guitars and ukuleles. Tell me about each one.
Well, I think the kahiko takes us back to the sense of cultural presence that belongs to an ancient culture. That we were there, that we were alive, that we did share. Many of the ali'i, the royalty, composed songs and mele. And then some of these became the wonderful art of hula that was designed and cared for by the kumu hula, the teacher that had his or her halau. A school of dance together, Hawaiian style. So it taught everybody how to be better people as well as better dancers and caring for the wonderful language of Hawaii and the beautiful mele, the songs of the islands.
There's the famous Queen's Prayer from 1895.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, written by the Hawaiian Queen who was overthrown by the U.S. government. Can I put you on the spot, Kimo, and ask you to sing a verse for us?
O ko aloha no, ai ai kalani, a o ko oia I o he he molele hoi no lai lai ka haku malalo koe he. Koma kumaluhia a mauloa kuno a mene.
Wow, that's just beautiful. Roughly translate that for us. What were you singing?
So what you heard was definitely the olelo of the Hawaiian language, and it was almost destroyed, but it wasn't, because we have it today, and we have the care of people in their hearts, and we have people who are not afraid to still speak out in the language, the mana, the power, and the spirit of all that is Hawaii.
You know, you're making me wonder, Kimo, if the younger generation would be able to, say, sing a verse of the Queen's Prayer. I know hula has evolved a lot, and dancers sometimes wear jeans and T-shirts and not the traditional dress like grass skirts and leis. How is hula evolving, and how is the younger generation coming to it?
Oh, I think the younger generation actually are learning more about olelo Hawaii, and therefore not just the language, but the kauna, the underlying meaning of the message that we share. And so whether it was created in ancient days or during that time of our transition or today, it is vibrant that the young ones who have accepted the olelo and learn it are vibrant in how they want to progress and move forward. So we will see even more, not less, of the heart and spirit of Hawaii at the Merry Monarch Hula Festival.
I want to ask you just about yourself, because you have had such a storied and varied career. You acted on shows like Hawaii Five-O, and you're also a Polynesian fire knife dancer. Tell me about that.
Well, I wanted to do the strongest dance in all of the Pacific. And when you handle fire, it's pretty strong because, you know, you can get burned.
Mm-hmm.
In showbiz-wise, it was fantastic. You own the audience. You have to do it respectfully to the Samoan culture, who are our cousins. And their dance started off with blades, sharp knives, and you can get cut that way.
And did you get cut as you learned how to do it, or get burned?
I got a little cut, a little burn, but nothing that took me away from it. The only thing that took me away from the dance was the reality of hurting my lungs. So after dancing for maybe 15 years, I had to look at, okay, what other things are approachable? There's the fire knife dancer. There's the instrument that belongs to the musician. There's the hula garb, all of the hula skirts and dances and things that the costumes that the dancers have to wear. So what is, the MC.
Mm-hmm.
He walks around using the microphone and brings the audience to the show with a very special feeling. He's the one who carries that wonderful momentum. He's the one who cheers them on to
Absolutely.
Understand Hawaii and to enjoy it.
Well, you know, I want to go out on this note, because you are also famous for a classic 1982 song, Aloha Friday. Let's listen for a sec.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Kimo Kahuano is the longtime host of the Merry Monarch Hula Festival on TV. Thank you so much for joining us, Kimo.
Oh, mahalo. Thank you.
No work till Monday.